Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So many of these poor chicks are dirty. They're just filthy. Whoa, filthy chicks.
This is going to sound insane, but every morning when I wake up, I tell myself I will be perfectly okay if my boyfriend and I break up.
You what?
The reason I do this is because I've been with him from start till now for about 4 months, and practicing detachment means that you have to be really okay with any outcome.
This is sick. She's extremely damaged, and I'm going to say this isn't healthy. You need some help, ma'am. Why is your brain thinking like this? How many slick dick Ricks have to break your heart before you're thinking like this in a relationship that's probably going well? She's probably going to end this relationship based on her own anxiety.
A damn shame the girl can hardly spell her name.
This woman don't need to be in a relationship. Let this man go and get a halfway decent woman who isn't mentally ill like you. And you just need to focus on something else and stay out of relationships. You're going to ruin every man you try to get in a relationship with.
I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
She's eventually going to break up with him. I knew you were going to break up with me. I'm just going to end it now first. I can't deal with any more heartbreak. This is terrible. Terrible way to go through life. I don't envy these women. I'm so glad I'm not a woman. I'm so glad I don't have a woman's brain. Thanks, God. Everybody right now, just thank God that you don't have a woman brain. Look up to the sky and just thank him.
Thank you, Jesus!
You cannot hold on to what the future holds. So the only way I'm able to do this is by envisioning an outcome that I may be fearful of. And when I can envision it and know I'm completely okay with that happening, I feel like I have my power back.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
Yeah, girl. You don't need no man.
We have all dealt with men who treat us like we are not good enough. No, the problem is we are too enough and you can't handle it.
A man shouldn't want to be with a woman who always talking about power, having power, being empowered. A feminine woman is okay not having power. She's okay with her man having all the power. You can't truly love unless you open yourself to being hurt. It's really that simple. If she's constantly thinking about what's going to go wrong, she's never going to open up truly to this man and love him the way he need to be loved. And just really be present in the relationship. This is terrible.
If you want to know what being a female CEO is like and the tiny, tiny, subtle ways you get undermined all the time, I just got off a really nice, useful call with my tax advisor / accountant. And he said, if I were your dad... This is the advice I'd give you.
And what's wrong with that?
Which is very sweet, but I'm not your daughter. I'm a paying customer.
So what?
Can you imagine going through life and being triggered by every little stupid thing that somebody says to you? I mean, people say little stupid things all day, every day. I just can't imagine getting this affected. You know, every time I heard some goofy shit.
So there's just all these like little subtle ways that you're reminded that you're not... what's expected or the norm of success.
It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
Number one, I do not cook for my husband. I only cook for my children. My husband will be making his own breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Number two, I do not help him pay any bills. So if he is short on the rent, on utilities, or anything like that, it is not my problem. I will not be helping him out.
Cancel that.
Exactly as I say.
This is his fault. This is this man's fault. You can't feel sorry for him. You know, if you don't got balls as a man, just expect to be with a woman like this. This is what you're going to get. Even if she started out great and sweet, they're going to try to run over you. If you don't constantly check it, you'll end up with this. A wife who literally doesn't do anything for you. And not only that, she brags about not doing anything for you on the internet for the world to see. To embarrass you. They're sick and sadistic. They love torturing men. They really do.
A woman's nature is to consume and destroy whatever she touches.
His job is to provide for his family, so I am not financially contributing to any of the bills. Number three, I do not do his laundry. I have my own laundry and my children's laundry to do, so he could do his own. I won't help him put it away. I won't help him. Here I am.
Here I am. If you put kids in a chick, you have to make up your mind early that I'm going to be willing to leave this woman despite wanting to be there for the kids if she get to a certain point. Am I willing to break up my family and not be in my kids' life and risk another man being around my kids if this woman get too batch crazy and too disrespectful?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Because once she push out the kids, most of these women know that, look, men are going to try to stay for the kids. Strictly for the love of the kids. Women know that a man's not going to want to be with them genuinely just for them for 50 years. They know they're depreciating liabilities. They know the older they get, the crazier they get, the more irritable they get, the less patient they are.
Etc, 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 etc.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Women know the only reason why most men would stay with them is the fear of losing half their crap and the fear of losing, you know, access to their kids. So they know they can be horrible to you once they get the ring and once they push out the kids. But just know, once you impregnate one of these creatures, hell is highly likely. The outcome, long term. So if you ain't willing to put up with that, just don't have children.
I'm not sure why this bothers so many people, but why do you care if someone's talking about their healing journey? Like, why does it bother you? Why are you so bitter? Please explain it to me, because
we tired of you whores. We tired of you damaged whores. You're annoying. We hear the same thing over and over and over again. There's nothing interesting about it. You know, there's nothing profound about it. But I guess, to your point, they don't have to watch you. They could swipe away. You know what I mean? But she's probably talking about people in her personal life who really know her, who tired of hearing it in real life.
Because I'm on my healing journey myself. I struggled way too long alone in silence to not celebrate the fact that I made it to the other side, and now I'm healing every single day, trying to become a better, happier person.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Spoiler alert. It's never gonna fucking happen. Women love being in a state of, you know, stress, distress. She's just gonna pick the same type of guy that she picked last time and keep getting hurt. Damage for life. There will be no healing.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
And here's the crazy thing. Even if she do get healed, she's gonna be more miserable healed because they love the drama.
If that bothers you, maybe you should look internally instead of judging someone else.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
So, Dean taught me how to flirt last night, so I'm going to show you what I learned. Okay. Dean, can you be the man?
Well, then I should stand up.
Okay.
Because that will be higher.
Oh, you're a bit higher now. Oh, okay. Can you turn it down a little so I'm like... Okay, go ahead.
What's the point?
This is the topic of your conversation.
Wow, you're just like so pretty.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
I mean, yeah, they think that's all they have to do, have straight hair, be skinny, and turn their head to the side a little bit and smile a little bit, and they deserve the world. They deserve 5-star restaurants, yacht, you know, trips. They deserve for somebody to buy them a house, buy them a car, and constantly be on the hamster wheel to make them happy. Just because she got straight hair, she's skinny, and she turned her head to the side and smiled.
And she'll get away with it because you want to c*** on her face.
Was that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, let me say it.
Do you really like... Do you really like me that much? No, I said it in a prettier voice.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy!
You know what I think, and I am going to tell you either way, and yes, I'm trying this for the first time. I am done with the whole, if you're going to be an influencer or a content creator, you need to be able to handle the trolls, the hate, the negativity, the bullying, and the mean comments. I am done with, if you can't handle it, you should not be an influencer.
Well, of course, because women want the pros of everything and the cons of nothing, you know? And it just don't work like that. TikTok tried to put some things in place to stop people from, quote unquote, bullying. But it's not going to happen. People are always going to find a way to be mean, even if they got to speak it in code.
It ain't right. It ain't right.
Nobody can handle it. Not normal for the human brain, so nobody can handle it. You know how I know that? Name one influencer or content creator who you think can handle it.
I'm living my nightmare.
Just another day living where men scare the out of me by existing. Sitting in the Whole Foods parking lot eating my salad. And this guy starts to like... walk around my car, and I'm very aware like all the time, so I just lock my door just to make sure it was locked, because why is a man walking around my car? Like, he comes around passenger side, goes around the back, like reads my license plate, whatever, comes up on the side, and then he stopped in front of my window. So obviously I just like, I don't look up, because that's like the worst thing you can do is like make eye contact. So I'm like just sitting there eating like I never saw him. He knocks on my window. Why the would I ever want to roll my window down? Like, I didn't roll my window down. I just like looked up, and he has this laminated piece of paper, and it has like this huge paragraph with like emojis and stuff, like I guess needing like help. Here's the thing, laminated paper. You can have a laminated paper, but you can't get food. Like,
it's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.